Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood positivity guru. Ever feel like you're constantly running on a treadmill of self-criticism? Like there's this inner voice that just won't stop nitpicking every little thing you do? Trust me, you're not alone. In today's world, where social media feeds are overflowing with highlight reels and comparisons are always lurking around the corner, it can feel like the bar for being enough is set impossibly high. But guess what? It's time to ditch that toxic script and rewrite your story. Today, we're diving deep into the power of self-love and acceptance, not just as some fluffy buzzword, but as a practical tool you can use every single day to build a happier, healthier, more authentic you. First things first, self-love isn't about becoming egotistical or ignoring your flaws. It's about recognizing your inherent worthiness, regardless of achievements, appearances, or anyone else's opinions. Think of it like this. Imagine your inner critic as that annoying neighbor who constantly complains. You wouldn't let them dictate your happiness, right? Well, it's time to treat yourself with the same kindness and compassion you'd offer a friend. Now, let's get real for a second. Cultivating self-love isn't always a walk in the park. It takes conscious effort, practice, and sometimes, a whole lot of courage to silence that inner critic. But trust me, it's worth every bit of sweat. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you on this journey. 1. Practice gratitude. Seriously, gratitude is like magic for your mindset. Instead of focusing on what you lack, shift your attention to the good things in your life, big or small. A warm cup of coffee, a hilarious meme, a supportive friend, these little moments add up. Make a conscious effort to appreciate them daily. 2. Challenge negative self-talk. That inner voice is a sly one, constantly whispering doubts and insecurities. Catch those negative thoughts when they pop up and challenge their validity. Ask yourself, is this really true? Is there evidence to support this thought? What would I say to a friend who had this thought? Often, you'll realize those thoughts are just distorted perceptions, not facts. 3. Set boundaries. You deserve respect, both from others and from yourself. Learn to say no to things that drain your energy or compromise your values. Prioritize your well-being and don't be afraid to set clear boundaries in your relationships. Remember, it's okay to put yourself first sometimes. 4. Embrace imperfection. Let's face it, we're all works in progress. Strive for progress, not perfection. Celebrate your wins, learn from your mistakes, and remember that being human means making imperfections along the way. 5. Practice self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, though those are nice. Self-care is about nourishing your mind, body, and soul. Find activities that bring you joy, whether it's reading, hiking, spending time with loved ones, or simply taking a few moments to breathe deeply and recharge. Ever get caught up in the whirlwind of daily life, feeling like you're constantly running on empty? You know that feeling when your mind is racing, your to-do list seems endless, and even simple tasks feel overwhelming? We've all been there. I was actually talking to a friend recently who was stressing about a big presentation at work. She confided in me that she felt overwhelmed, anxious, and like she just wasn't good enough. Sound familiar? This is where self-love comes in. Imagine instead of spiraling into self-doubt, she took a moment to remind herself of her strengths, past successes, and the fact that she was well prepared for this challenge. By shifting her focus to self-compassion and positive affirmations, she managed to calm her nerves and deliver an amazing presentation. So remember, cultivating self-love is an ongoing journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, days when you feel like you're rocking it and days when you stumble. But by incorporating these key takeaways into your daily routine, practicing gratitude, challenging negative self-talk, setting boundaries, embracing imperfection, and prioritizing self-care, you can build a foundation of love and acceptance that empowers you to live your best life. Let's recap. Self-love isn't about being perfect, it's about accepting yourself wholeheartedly. It takes conscious effort to cultivate self-love, but the rewards are immeasurable. Remember to practice gratitude, challenge negative thoughts, set boundaries, embrace imperfections, and take care of yourself. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one small step you can take today to nurture your self-love? Share it in the comments below. Let's create a supportive community where we uplift and inspire each other. Don't forget to subscribe to Positive Affirmations for Calm, Daily Relaxation, so you don't miss out on future episodes filled with tips, tricks, and tools to help you navigate life with more joy, peace, and self-love. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.